We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Resh Chaf Alf Sif Gimel Meis B'Shanim Uberes, Bad Rishna Bad Hasheni. If somebody passed away in a leap year in Ad Rishna Ad Hasheni, as a B'Shanim B'Suta, when the Yahrzeit falls in a year where there's only one other, Mis'aner came B'Adar, then you keep the Yahrzeit in Adar. B'Shanim Uberes, if it's a leap year, then B'Shanim B'Adar Shemes. We keep the Yahrzeit where the actual patira took place. In Berisha, Berishan, if the person was niftan other region, we'll keep the yahrzeit other region. In Bisheni, and if the person kept the yahrzeit on other Sheni, then that will be the yahrzeit during the next year. Ubishonim Uberis, if the person died in a year that wasn't a leap year, as Bishanim Uberes, and then the yahrzeit is in a leap year, Yisana Bad Rishon, keep the yahrzeit on Adam Rishon, V'gam Bad Sheni, but also on Adam Sheni, Yom HaKadosh, Ach, that is weaker, and therefore Ayasik V'lachem, if there's somebody else who's a Chiev, that person comes first. If somebody died in Chodesh Nissan, and the next year is a leap year, the yahrzeit is going to be in Nissan. The yahrzeit here, we learned that if somebody died in a regular year and then now it's a leap year, you should keep the yahrzeit in the first Adar. Some say the yahrzeit actually it's a machlokes, and some say you keep it in the second yahrzeit. Siftal chodesh chesed l'pam u'malui. Sometimes, and if you can't keep both, then do the first. Chodesh Cheshvan l'Pam u'Malei, Tani Yesh l'Shloshim Yoyim. Sometimes Cheshvan has 30 days. First Rosh Chodesh Kislev Shlachrov Shmonei Yomim, and then Rosh Chodesh Tislev will be a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. Yom Rishon Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, who Yom Shlisha Mishal Cheshvan, is the 30th day of Cheshvan. V'Shayach Lohin, it's still part of Cheshvan. V'Yom Sheni Rosh Chodesh, the second day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev that year, who Yom Rishon Shal Kislev, it's the day one of Kislev. But sometimes Cheshvan only has 29 days. It's only a 29-day month. Rosh Chodesh Kislev Shel Achrov Ein Ela Yom Echad, and therefore Rosh Chodesh Kislev is only one day. V'kein Chodesh Kislev Upon Memalei. Sometimes Kislev has 30 days, and therefore Rosh Chodesh Tevis Shel Achrov Shel Yomim. Rosh Chodesh Tevis will have 2 days. Upon Mem, the thirtieth of Kislev, and the first of Tevis. V'upon Mem Chaser. Rosh Chodesh Tevis Shel Achrov Rak Yom Echad. Rosh Chodesh Tevis is going to be only if it's only a 29-day month, then day 30 is day one of Tevis. Somebody passed away in Rosh Chodesh Kislev in a year when there's only a 1-day Rosh Chodesh. As b'shana shay Rosh Chodesh Kislev shay yamim, when the yahrzeit falls on a year, then Rosh Chodesh Kislev is 2 days. Yachzik is Yartza B'yom Sheni Rosh Chodesh. He should keep the Yartza on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Shu Yom Rishon Shel Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is day one in Kislev. Shigam Hamisa, because this Petira Hoisabach Kislev. However, Amna Misha Meis B'yom Rishon the Rosh Chodesh Kislev. K'shay Rosh Chodesh Neyomim. The Petira was in a year when Rosh Chodesh Kislev had 2 days. That means, and he died on day one, that means he died on day 30. He never shunned Rosh Chodesh Kislev anyway, Rak Yom Echad, and in another year, Rosh Chodesh Kislev only has 1 day. Yesh l'stapik masa yachzik as yahrzeit. So now we have a question, when should the yahrzeit be kept? In Betisha Esru Yoy B'Cheshvan, Kivin Shemais B'Soif Cheshvan, this person died on the last day of Cheshvan, so he should keep the yahrzeit on the last day of Cheshvan. Oy Kivin B'Darim Hachon Achalach Shmei Adam. Yahrzeit is like a nether, and when we speak about a nether, we follow what people mean when they speak, and therefore such an individual, Yachzik Yahrzeit, B'Rosh Chodesh Kislev, he should keep the yahrzeit on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, K'may Shekar Nesoy, because that day is called Rosh Chodesh Kislev. V'yesh L'Nekein. This is what he should do. In Bishana Rishana Abba, Rosh Chodesh Kislev Rak Yom Echad, if the first year after the Petira, Rosh Chodesh Kislev is only a one-day Rosh Chodesh. Yachzik hayartzeit b'tishtev esrim l'cheshben. She keep the yartzeit in 29 days of cheshben. L'kayin l'oylam, and that will always be the case when cheshben is a 29-day month. M'kam makim, im l'merchasa b'yom Rosh Chodesh. Even though he's keeping the yartzeit in 29 days of cheshben, the next day, which is Aleph Kislev, ain't shom avelim. There are no other avelim. Yesh galay gam kein laim a kaddish l'spal of neiteva. He should still say kaddish and beat about tefillah. But again, since it's not really the day he has to keep yartzeit, rak lo yasik v'lacherim. He shouldn't push away others from the omid or in a place where only one person says kaddish. He should not be the one saying kaddish. Avim gam b'shana rishonim haba. If next year, Rosh Chodesh Kislev was Shnei Yomim, just like the year of the Petira, Rosh Chodesh Kislev was a two-day Rosh Chodesh. Next year it's the same. Vimkei Kaveh Yartzeit Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So now the Yartzeit was Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And therefore, V'yachzikino Kein L'Oilim. He should always keep the Yartzeit Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Gam Ki Rosh Chodesh Rak Yom Echad. And a year where Rosh Chodesh is only one day, Yachziku Oz Rosh Chodesh, he should keep that day as the yartzeit. V'odim Rosh Chodesh Teves, and everything we just said, given that Rosh Chodesh Teves looks like Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the same halacha will apply. V'kivin, Sivhei, V'kivin Rosh Chodesh Teves Hulupam Rak Yom Echad, since Rosh Chodesh Teves is sometimes only one day, Tani Yom Shishi de Chanukah, it's the sixth day of Chanukah, Vavi Yom Shishi de Chanukah Rishon de Teves, and therefore the sixth day of Chanukah is the first day of Teves, Yom Shvi, and the seventh day, Sheni de Teves, is the second day of Teves, Vyom Shmini, the eighth day of Chanukah, Shlishi de Teves, Ulpamim, and sometimes Rosh Chodesh Teves is 2 days, Tani Yom Shishi Vyom Shvi de Chanukah. In that year, Rosh Chodesh is on the 6th and 7th days of Chanukah. Vim have Yom Zayin de Chanukah Rosh in the Tevis. So in a year where 7th day of Chanukah is the 1st day of Tevis, Vim Shmini and the 8th day of Chanukah is Tevis, the 2nd day of Tevis, Mishiesh the Yartzeit, Vim Ela, somebody who has a Yartzeit during these days, L'yitalinam L'sumei Chanukah, what day of Chanukah he keeps Yartzeit is not a factor. Kitzar Chlimnus, when it comes to keeping yartzeit, we have to count Limnus Mechodesh according to the date when the Petira took place. Sevab Yom Sheinam B'tachnan, a day that Tachnan is not said, Eim Asanam Tanis Yartzeit, we don't fast Tanis Yartzeit, it came be Yom Mila Solos Dalacha on the day of a bris. Ha'av Asanak V'oil Moil Eim Asanam, the father, the Asanak, the Moil don't fast, V'kein Pinyin Aben, in the day of Pinyin Aben, Ha'av HaKoyin, even though they have Yartzeit Eim Sanan. The Kain, Chosim Shivus Yimei Mishta, a Chosim during the Sheva Brachas, Eina Masana does not fast, a Yartzeit fast. Abasuda Siyim, if there's a Siyim and he's fasting that day, Asalach V'yom Yartzeit, he can't eat by the Siyim. V'yom Shein Masanan, in a day that one doesn't fast, Al Kaponim, that doesn't change. Yask b'toyer b'mitzvahs b'sham mas b'toyvim. He should still be learning Torah that day, doing mitzvahs, do other mitzvahs. Lazakas nishmas avivimai. It should be a schus for his parents. The minig is to do a number of things on a yartzeit, as we've been learning, to beat about tefillah, to say kaddish, to learn, to light a candle, to fast, to get an aliyah, to go visit his grave by the cemetery, to speak about them and to give tzedakah. If at all possible, he should daven, he should be about tefillah by all of the tefillahs that day. And if it's a day, if the yartzeit falls on a day that there's musaf, he should be the one to daven musaf. And he supersedes, a person who has yartzeit supersedes an oval. The minig is that on the day of yartzeit, we learn the seventh parak of Mikvos, the whole parak from the beginning to the end. Some also learn the 24th parak of Masechta Kelim. And there's a particular point in learning Mishnayis that is a zchus for the Nifter. Many learn a parak Mishnayis, learn Mishnayis to begin with the name of the Nifter. And Chazal teaches that Osher, the son of Yaakov Avinu, sits on the at the entrance of Gehenna, and somebody who learned Mishnayis, he doesn't allow that person into Gehenna. And if somebody learns Lezeicha Nishmas, such a person, it's also a skula that this person should be prevented or taken out of Gehenna. The halach is that the minig is that if somebody has yahrzeit, then the Shabbos before one gets mafter, and the yahrzeit is actually on Shabbos, that it should get an aliyah, not get just mafter. If yahrzeit falls out on Monday or Thursday, he should get an aliyah. And the minig is if he gets shlishi, he's a Yisrael, he should say the Kaddish after the laning, not the Baal Kaira. Of course, the best chus for any neshama is that even though all these are very important minhagim, nobody should get into a fight over these minhagim. And therefore, even if there are minhagim that the person has begun, the best thing is that he should start the first time when the person was an oval, he should say that he's keeping all these things b'lein nedar. B'layla, Sivzayim B'layla Shabiyam HaMachris, Yila Yartzeit, the night before the Yartzeit, Ein Lailecha B'sudas Chasana, he should not attend the wedding, Shiyesh Ma'im Azmutei Chas V'Kala, where there is entertainment, V'yesh by Simcha, Avasudas Prismila, Asudas Prismila, Opinion Aben, Siyam Asechta, all these things, Mutter he may attend. If somebody doesn't know the day of a parent's passing, he should choose a day during the year to be the yahrzeit. But again, since he's keeping the yahrzeit, not knowing for sure that it is his yahrzeit, and therefore he doesn't come before other people who are saying Kaddish, that are certainly Chayiv in Kaddish. If somebody doesn't know when the yahrzeit is, he knows that the parent died in Adar, but he doesn't know if it was Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni, so we assume, we always give a person a Cheskes Chai that he was alive, and we keep the yahrzeit in Adar Sheni. If somebody knows in what month the Ptira took place, but again, we don't know what day of the month is the yahrzeit. Again, we always assume the later date. Bila namas lenetzach, umach Hashem alkim dimam al kaponim, baruch hanois yoyev koyach, v'atzma yirba lein oinim, we should always be zoicha only to simchas.